So my talk is about building the Ethereum 2.0 run sharp subject. So before I go into the talk, a short introduction of me. I'm Wei Tang. I'm a core developer at Party Technology, and I work on Ethereum and Ethereum 2.0. So we really want to, in this talk, talk about how we got involved into Ethereum 2.0 and some quite hard lessons we learned in the process. So like our journey for Ethereum 2.0 is really about building a generic blockchain framework, because we, at Party, we build a lot of blockchains, and we really want to make sure we don't write too many duplicate codes. So the first thing I remember for the Ethereum 2.0 was the hybrid Casper. At that time, we were experimenting with building having a generic engine design in our Party Ethereum client. So we have support for finality, and we also have support for custom fork twice rules. So in that case, adding the hybrid Casper FIG turns out to be quite a relatively easy task. So we had a working hybrid Casper implementation quite early, and it actually works. So, but later it comes to the second phase, which is we decided to build a separate blockchain for Ethereum 2.0. So for us, we moved to the Beacon subject runtime. So for the hybrid Casper, there's really some performance issues, and we had to abandon that so to create a separate blockchain for Ethereum 2.0. And what I mean by Beacon subject runtime is basically Beacon Chain as a subject runtime. So I really want to go into the like some of the details of how we think the Beacon Chain can work on subject runtime. But before that, probably a really short introduction about the subject runtime. So Substreet is an engine to build blockchains, and we figure out that there are two main things that every blockchain needs. It's basically consensus and state execution. It's really hard to generate the consensus part, because different consensus can require different, like entirely different structures. Like some consensus need finality, some consensus don't need finality, some consensus need to just need a pass block, or some, and other probably need to like to refer back to a lot of previous block, and also some consensus need to have a lot of accelerated data. Some doesn't really need that, and also we have those vast majority of different fork twice rules. That's really hard to generalize, but we have some helpers. And the second part is state execution. So we figure out we probably can generate the state execution part, and we just call it runtime. We have a current subject runtime design has some fixed things. Like we have a definition of a block. We have something like an extrinsic, which includes what we all know called transactions, and the other part is the inherent intrinsic, which includes things like timestamp, self-life guide, and we also have digits item, which is similar to logs in Ethereum. And we have a definition of runtime externalities, basically how the runtime talk reach the outside world. So we have all these things, and they have some defined structures. And one thing we want to figure out is how we can reuse those structures and make it work on for building our Ethereum 2.0 client. Because if we can do that, then we can reuse a lot of the subject contract and get something for free, like the networking or the subject light client protocol. So what we end up doing is we create a wafer block. This is basically says that we create a separate block definition. This block definition, we call it wafer block, follows a subject definition of what a block is. Basically, there's a defined structure, and we also have the unmodified beacon block. And for each beacon block, we make sure that there is a unique corresponding wafer block. So in that case, given a beacon block, you can always generate a vapor block, but you might need some past block data. It may not be so trivial, but it should be in theory possible to generate a vapor block. We also have a vapor state, which also is a vapor structure on top of the beacon state. And this vapor state follows substrate definition. And the state is basically a Markov tree. And this Markov tree also has a definition in subject. And what we do, and that Markov tree is different, is currently different than what is defined on Ethereum 2.0. So what we define a child tree. And this tree structure is exactly the same as the beacon tree structure. This is a working library you can use on subject. So we define a child tree. And in this child tree, we follow exactly what the beacon block is. And we store the actual beacon state in the vapor state. So there's always a child tree which has the exact state root of the beacon state, and we wrap it with some other state, probably some cache or other information that such we need. So to look into the actual thing, it will be like this. Like this is the standard beacon block. We have the slot definition, block root, state root, block body, and signature, things like that. And for the subtree block, we basically make it like this. So you can say some of the items are exactly the same as what is on the beacon block. So you should, there's a unique corresponding. And for stuff that doesn't have a definition that is consensus specific, for example, the slot and the signature, we just put it on the digest, which because it's in the header, it's always readable no matter you're a full client or light client. And the last thing we need to care about is this state root, because I mean, in the end, we need to verify this block structure. The issue is, even if there's a unique correspondence, this signature is still a beacon block signature. So it doesn't verify this state root, but instead it verifies the beacon block state root. So in that case, we need to find a way to make sure that we can also verify this state root. So how do we do that? We basically, it's not shown here, but we basically create a second digit structure that creates the proof. So an additional the state proof that goes from the beacon state root into the subject state root, the vapor block state root that we need. And why are we doing this? So this is all about reusability. So when we create this vapor block and we create a consensus engine in subject, we can then just directly plug it into subject, and it will work with the rest of the subject code base, so we can get a separate networking and also the subject light client component for free, and that will be working on Ethereum 2.0. So we indeed have some obstacles. That's why. So the issue is we try to do too early of this thing in the specification process. The issue is at that time the specification is still changing a lot, and that creates a lot of problem for us, because for each new release we are basically rewriting everything, and that kind of slowed down the process quite a little bit. We still lack a little bit primitives. We have the child Markov tree structure, but we currently don't have a binary Markov tree child tree setup. So that thing that is we are adding. The BLS works on the runtime like by itself, but the issue is if we don't add new primitives, the BLS will be too slow for production use. So that's also some primitives we need to add. And because we are kind of not too fast on that, the current plans is we build a, we do a two client setup. So basically, we have the Cedric runtime client still in place, but we still want to catch up with the rest of the team. So what we plan to do is we want to build a Beacon Core, and we want to plug that Beacon Core. In the future, we want to plug this Beacon Core into the Cedric runtime. But currently, we are also building using this Beacon Core to build a Cedric to build a Ethereum 2.0 client without Cedric runtime. But we are still trying to use a limited set of Cedric components so that we can reuse things and not write too much. And later, still using this Beacon Core, we want to build a full Cedric runtime on top of it. So this two client setup is basically one with Cedric runtime and another with not. And we didn't join the interop on site, but I tried to hack it at home, and it mostly works last month. So basically, we are talking about writing generic clients and for on Ethereum 2.0. So in the beginning, we have Capri Casper, which unfortunately we need to abandon because of performance issues. And later, we decided to build Beacon Chain on Cedric runtime using what is called a Viper block. In this way, we can reuse a lot of the Cedric components. And our current plan is to build double clients. Basically, the first client is for without Cedric runtime to catch up with the mainnet release and the rest of team schedule, and another with Cedric runtime, so we can continue to explore building a really generic blockchain framework for everything. So that's all. Thank you.